We begin the current daf, Masechta Ketubos, daf Tzadi Dal. We begin on the bottom line of Tzadi Gimel and Beis, where the Gemara explains the machlokes we had in the Mishnah at the bottom of the previous daf. And that is, the Mishnah spoke about a man who was married to four different women, and each woman had her Ketubah document written earlier than the other one. So the earlier Baal Chayv, which is what a woman is a creditor when she's a widow, collects first. So the first one swears to the second one that she didn't collect before when she was still married, and therefore she's allowed to collect, because if she collects and she really had collected already, it's going to cause a loss to the later wives. So the first one swears to the second one to the third one to the fourth one. Now the fourth one is a machlekes. Tanakama says, Haravi is nefresh, like a shvur, she could collect without an oath, because who she's swearing to? As Rashi explains, the case in the Mishnah is talking about, that the orphans are already adults, so you don't have to swear to the orphans, and who are you swearing to? The wives. The wives already collected their ksuba. But Benanis said, he says, because she's last, she gains. Everyone else has to take an oath that they didn't collect yet once before, and she doesn't have to. So he says, he argues, and he says, afi lo tifra el b'shavua. She also has to make an oath. So, and that's where our Gemara begins in S. But my commentary, what are they arguing about? Why does Benanis hold that she has to make an oath? Who is she swearing to? Like the Tanakhama says, the earlier wives already collected, and the orphans are adults. You don't have to take an oath from the adult orphans. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel's interpretation is, as we continue at the top of Tzadi Al-Maral, he says, it's Tobma Kegoin Shenimtzis Achas Mehen. It's Tobma that, for example, that we found that one of the three fields, which was collected by one of the first three wives who collected their ksuba first, and now we're by the fourth woman, we found out that it's Soda She'ena Shaloi. It wasn't really his field. It was a stolen field. Now, ultimately, what's going to happen is that the true owners of that field is going to take it away from one of those three women who collected her ksuba from that field. Now, when this fourth woman's coming to collect her ksuba from the fourth field, so the one of the earlier women who it's that field that was the stolen field that collected her ksuba with that, she stands up and she says, what do you mean? In one of the next few days, the one who was stolen from is going to come and take away my field, and I'm going to be left without anything. So what the one of the earlier women, whether it's the first, second, or third, tells the fourth woman, I want you to take an oath that you never collected your ksuba when the husband was still alive, because you're right. If no one had lost, if it wasn't a stolen field, so who cares? No one else is getting a loss from that. But here it might be a loss, because I'm going to have maybe this field taken away from me. Then this fourth field, which I would be able to collect from, I'm not going to have to collect anymore because you already collected it. So therefore, you have to take an oath that you didn't collect yet, and then you can take the field. Now, moreover, what they're arguing about is regarding if a later creditor goes first before an earlier creditor and collects, that's where the machlokes Tanakhama and Benanis hinges on. That is because Tanakhama savar, masha gava le gava. Tanakhama says there's still no reason for one of the earlier women who possibly has a stolen field and that's going to be taken away to make the fourth woman take an oath, because what's the difference, he says? He says that if a later creditor, which is what this fourth woman does, collects before an earlier creditor, which is ultimately what's happening if her field gets taken away, so she never collected, because it was really the stolen field, Tanakhama says that wasn't considered a collection, because you're a later creditor. So therefore he says, why should she have to take an oath? If the one who was stolen from comes and grabs away from one of these earlier women, she could just go to the fourth woman and take that field that she had collected, because the fourth woman is a later creditor, and a later creditor can't collect before an earlier creditor. No, Benanis held that if a later creditor comes and grabs, since she is ultimately a creditor, before an earlier creditor, it is considered a collection. And therefore, the third woman or the second or the first cannot go ahead and take it away from the fourth one. And that's why she can make her take an oath. Because you're right now it wasn't taken away. So I collected this field, and this woman collected this field, and you're coming to take the fourth field. But I need you to take an oath, because if you're not a rightful creditor, and because you already collected during the husband's lifetime, you're going to make me lose out. And the reason why you're going to make me lose out is because if you really are a creditor, you're going to be taking, and I'm not going to be able to take it after my field's taken away, because a later creditor that goes first, their collection is a collection, and I'm going to be out of collecting anything, so I need to make sure that it's really owed to you. That's one interpretation of the machlokes. A second interpretation, Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bar Avuh, he says, the Kuli Alma that really, but everyone, the Tanakama and bananas hold, Masha Gava Loikava. What a later creditor comes and collects is not considered a collection. And that's because you go in the order of the sequence. And since you're later, you can't collect. Now, so what's the machlokes? The hocha b'chashin and shemetachs of kemifke. What the Tanakam bananas are arguing about, are we concerned that the fourth woman is going to totally consume that whole fourth field? As follows. Mar Savar, the reason why bananas required an oath, in other words, why should you require an oath? Everyone you're saying agrees that, okay, if the field gets taken away from you, fine. You can still go collect from the later creditor who had taken first. He holds chashinah shemetachsev. We're concerned that maybe this fourth woman will totally consume that fourth field that she collected with. In other words, because when she sees that every single woman had to take an oath, besides her, she's like, wait, why are they not making me take an oath? She knows that because if the third woman, let's say, the woman before her, gets that field taken away from her because it was a stolen field, that they're going to go ahead and take her field away. So therefore, the fourth woman doesn't want to make the field any better. She's just going to go ahead and consume the whole field because she realizes this is a very time-limited thing because one of the earlier women might have it taken away from them and they're just going to take my field away. So because of that, that Benana says she has to take an oath. Because even though ultimately the third woman or whoever the early woman that had the stolen field is going to be able to take it away from her, but they're going to have a field that's totally demolished because she just consumed it and didn't make it any better. We're not concerned that she's going to do that. And since we're not concerned she's going to do that, so therefore even if it's a stolen field, since we say mashagova loigava of a later creditor, so therefore the early woman has nothing to lose by the fourth woman taking her, because if it is taken away from her because it's a stolen field, she'll just be able to go ahead and collect from her anyway, and therefore there's no reason for an oath. Abaya says that, he gives a third interpretation of this machlekes. He says that Abaya kashisha kebenayu. The machlekes here is hinging on the yisoid, the concept of Abai the elder, where actually it's the orphans that are making this fourth woman take an oath. And it's not talking about, as in the previous explanations, that it's talking about a field that was possibly not his of the earlier woman's. Rather, detone Abai Kachisha, like Abai Kachisha taught, yisoimim sha'amr, regarding the orphans that we said, which is the classic halacha, that if anyone's coming to collect from them, cannot collect only with an oath, he said, actually, gedolim. It's even told about if the orphans are adults. We don't have to say, of course, that they would require to make an oath if they're collecting from orphans that are minors. Now, that concept is what they're arguing about. Tanakama, Leslie, Dabai Kashisha. Tanakama does not hold to the halacha. And since the orphans here are adults, they could take care of themselves. Therefore, if they're coming to collect, they don't have to make an oath. And therefore, since there's no early woman that the fourth woman has to make for, because they already have their collection, it's now talking about a sadash and shalai. And there's only adult orphans, so there's no necessity of an oath. Or bananas, isla debai kashisha, but bananas held of this concept, and therefore the fourth woman also has to take an oath. What is she any better than the earlier ones, who the oath is for the orphans, even though they're adults? Now, related to the halacha of our Mishnah on the previous daf, the Gemara brings Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Hanei tre achi, regarding these two brothers, or betray shutfi, two partners, the Islahuddin Bahadichad, who they have a court case with another individual, a third person. Vazalchad Minayu Bahade Ladina, now one of the brothers or one of the partners went to be a litigant in that court case regarding this that pertained to their partnership with that other third person. And he came out liable in that court case. So on that, Rav Huna says, Lemotzi Idach, the other partner cannot could go ahead, lemay merlay, and tell the third party, that litigant that they had the case with, that at lav bal dvarm de diat, you weren't my litigant. In other words, in this court case that you had with my friend, that he came out liable, you were his litigant. You weren't my litigant. And therefore, I want to have a separate court case with you. And then everyone says, you can't say that. Elish lichusi avit, what do you mean? He was his messenger. One of the partners went and had the court case with him. The fact that your partner went and he was found to be chayiv, guilty, you cannot go ahead and say, oh, that was with my partner. That's 50% of the corporation. I want to have the other one. We say that, no, we say that he was a shliach of the company. Now, Ikla Rav Nachman Masura related to this. Rav Nachman went to Sura, Shailuhi, they asked him, Kiya Gavnamai, they asked him this same exact type of a situation, what's the halacha? So Amalahu, he said to them, Masnitni, and he brought a riot to this question from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Harishayin Nishbas Lishneh, when the four women are coming to collect, again in succession of earlier written ksubas, so the first one collects, and she makes an oath to the second woman. Vishni Lishlishis, the second woman takes an oath to the third one, and Vishlish Lavis, and the third one takes an oath to the fourth one. Again, each one has to swear they didn't collect in the husband's lifetime, so that even though there might not be anything left over, but they come first to collect. Now, on that, his deek from the Mishnah is, Ve'ila Rishon Lishlishis Leketani, it doesn't say that the first woman should take an oath also to the third woman, and the reason is because she already took an oath to the second woman. Now, my time, what's the reason why I have to take a separate oath for the third woman and the fourth woman? Lav Mishum Lishlichus Avda, he brought a raya, obviously because that was just a messenger. The second woman was representing the all later women. And therefore, she doesn't have to make an oath to every separate one. That brings a riot to this case of a partner. I had a case with you. You're representing the corporation. You don't have to have a separate case with every single person. Now, nothing more actually rejects that riot. Me dummy, is the case of our Mishnah of taking an oath a riot to the case of having a court case with partners? Hasam, in the case of our Mishnah, Shvula Echad Ushvula Meya, taking an oath to one person is him as taking an oath to 100 people. It's the same idea. Swearing that I didn't have anything before, and this is the first time I'm collecting. But Hacha Amar, but here the partner could say, Ilo Ano Havai, had I been here in the court case, Teinino Tvei, I'm a better spokesman, I would have been a better representative of our case, and therefore it's not true, he could go ahead and say that you only had with the partner, but not with me, and I want to have a separate court case with my partner. Now, however, the Gemara says and qualifies and says, V'loy Amar, we didn't say that he could go back and have another case with that third party that they were litigating against. Ela deloy ise, only if that partner who's coming with this complaint now was not b'masa. He wasn't in the city when his friend, his partner, was having the court case with that other person. Isa b'masa, but if he's in the city, by lele meisei should have came. If he didn't come, it's his fault, and his partner was a shliach of the corporation, and he's responsible just like his partner. Now, a similar halacha like that of our Mishnah, the Gemara brings itmar, beishtaris hayitzim b'yem echad. When you have two documents that are, as the Mishnah had concluded, which spoke about it after all on the same day, so the Mishnah said, okay, so then they all split equally because you don't have one written earlier than the other. So similarly here, the Gemara talks about if you have two documents that are coming out at the same day. In other words, a person sold one field to two people on the same day. So what do? Because it's the same field, sold to two different people, and you don't have one document written at an earlier date. Obviously, if one was written earlier, it was already sold. What do? If it's both the same day? So Machlekes, Rav Amar Chalkan, he says, what do? You split it. You get half and you get half. Ushmul Amar Shudda Dedayin, but Shmuel argues, and he says that no, which literally means, say, the throwing of the judge. It goes according to what the judge sees fit, who should be the one that merits it, and who's the one that doesn't get it. So the Gemara wants to say that Lema, let's say that this Machlekes Rav Shmuel is a Machlekes of Tanoim. That Rav Dama Rav, who says that you split it, is Kreb Meir. Dama, that as Rav Meir says regarding the halachas of Get, he says, Eidei Chasi Mekarti. There's a fundamental Machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Lazar, which the Gemara is bringing up now. It's what creates the krisis, what is the separation of the Get, of the divorce document, what makes a document into a document? Is it the signatures on the document itself of those witnesses, or is it the witnesses that are there when it's given over, which is really when a get actually happens in the creases of the woman, when it's benasim b'yada. So Meir holds it's actually the signatures of the witnesses that are written in the document, they are the ones that actually create the document of the get, to create a creases. And so too that applies to old documents. Now therefore, these two people, they had their sale document signed on the same day. Now, we're talking about in a place where they don't write hours. So therefore, the seller revealed his intention when he sold the same field to two different people on the same day, that obviously he wasn't particular about really which one of the two is going to get it. Even if one was in the morning and one was in the afternoon, you can't say that one should collect it any more than the other one because it's on the same day. And the same day happens for the chasima karti of that same day. Now, therefore, it doesn't apply. It wouldn't be appropriate to say shudda didayna, that let the judge figure out who's really the one that should get and who shouldn't. Because how can you say one is better than the other? There's no room to say one's better than the other, because they're both coming from the same day of its chasima, and the chasima is as almost as was done at the same second, because we don't go by seconds or hours, we go by days. And since it's by the same day, like Remeir, who's based on the chasima, that's why it's going to be chalkin. Now, as we tell on Tamid Beis, whereas Shmuel Dama Krebelazer, but Shmuel says like Krebelazer, Dama that he says that regarding a get, that even if there's no witnesses signed on the get itself, but he says Ede Mesira, it's the witnesses that see it being given over from the husband to the wife, which if it's given over in front of witnesses, that's karti. That creates the creases. That's really what creates the get itself. And the same thing applies to regular documents, which would create it into a halacha of a shtar, which would allow a person to collect from the chasim shabadim for the incumbent properties, even if there's no witnesses on the document itself, as long as there were witnesses who saw it given over. And that's because witnesses don't sign on a get to create it into a get like Remeya, but rather that's because of tikkun olam. That's just because if, let's say, the Edom Asiri would die, or if they would go overseas, and there would be no way of proving it, so that's why a witness is signed in the document. So we see according to Belazar that the primary witnesses are the Edom Asira. And therefore here you could say that maybe actually one of these two buyers was more dearer to the seller, and he's the one that he really wanted to sell to. And therefore maybe he's the one that he gave it to, which is called Mesira. And it was the second one that he fooled. Now, since we don't know, so therefore we'll say should the Dedaine. And that's because we'll say who is the one that we think that was more a better friend of him, who always frequented him more. And the reason being is because Shudda Dedaina is better than splitting it, because at least with Shudda Dedaina, one of them possibly is going to be the one who is really sold to. But if you do a split, then really no one is really getting the field. They're just splitting it. And therefore, Shmuel, who says that you could have an element of Shudda Dedaina, because it's based on when it was given over, there you could say, even though they're signed on the same day, maybe one got the Messiah before the other, and therefore we'll say Shudda Dedaina. So that's what, therefore, the Gemara wants to say that the Machlekes is Rabbi Shmuel, is the Machlekes is Rabbi Meir ben Elazar. Another Gemara says, like, no, not necessarily. The Kuli Alma Rabbi Elazar. We could say that everybody holds like Rabbi Elazar, and the reason being, why would we say that is because, as Rashi says, and that we hold like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin, that Eid Masir Karte. Now, you could say Shuda, and you could say Chalukah, and Vahacha, Vahacha Melvika, and this is what they're arguing about. Rav Sava Chalukah Adifa, even though you could say Shuda, but Rav prefers that since we don't know, we prefer to split it. The Shmuel Sava Shuda Dedaina Adifa, no, Shmuel says that no, it's better to go ahead and do Shuda Dedaina, because again, as we said before, then you'll know at least that one person is getting rightfully the field that was sold to him. And again, because you could say Shuda according to Rav Elazar, and the reason being is because maybe the Messiah of one was done before the other. Now, in this, the Gemara asks, can you really say, not like the way we had assumed in the beginning, that Rav is like Reb Meir and that Shmuel is like Reb Elazar, but rather even Rav is like Reb Elazar? But Va'amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, Halacha Reb Elazar begitten. Halacha falls like Reb Elazar that the Eidim Mysterio character is only by getting by divorce documents. Now, Ki Amritik, I made the Shmuel Amar when he said this over in front of Shmuel, Shmuel said, Af Bishtars, also by regular documents. Mechlal, the inference of this statement is that the Rav Sava B'shtaros Loi, the Rav held up by regular documents, we don't say it's the Eid Masira Karti, we only say it's the Eid Chasim, it's the witnesses signed in the document that created into a document. If that's the case, then technically you can't really say that there's a possibility of Shuda to say that Rav is like Reb Elazar, which is that the Eid Masira Karti. So the Gemara says, a machmart, rather it's clear, the Rav Kerem Meir. Rav obviously was going like Reb Meir, who says Eid Chasim Karti, as we see that he doesn't hold like Reb Elazar. Therefore, it's obvious why Rav said Chalkin, because like according to Reb Meir, there's no way to say Shuda. You have to split it, because they're both signed on the same day. Shmuel, Reb Elazar, and Shmuel, who says that you say Shuda Dedaina, obviously he holds like Reb Elazar, where you could say Shuda Dedaina. There is room to say that maybe one got it before the other, because it's the Mesira, it's the handing over that's primary, and not when it was signed. Now, basically, the Gemara asks on this halacha of Shmuel that he said that it's going to be Shudda Dedaina when you have two documents that was sold and signed on the same day from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Shnei Shtaros HaYotzei Miyamecha, the same case that he argues on with Rav, two documents that are executed on the same day. Cholkin halacha is that it is split. Obviously, we see that splitting is better. Tiyuvta de Shmuel that refutes Shmuel. That same exact case says Chalkin and not Shudda de Dina. So now the Gemara says, no, Amal Chashmuel, Shmuel will tell you, Hamani, who's the town of this Brisa? That's Reb Meir. And of course, according to Reb Meir, you can't say Shudda, because since they were signed on the same day, there's no way to split that and say one was before the other, one was primary, if they're both on the same day. But Vano, Adam, Reb Elazar, I select Reb Elazar, and therefore it's not difficult. But on that, the Gemara asks, Reb Meir, if the town of this Brisa you're saying, which says that you split it, is because it's going like Reb Meir, but Amos Seva, look at the Seva. Seva says, Kasav le'achad. If somebody writes a document to one person, but he didn't give it to him yet, didn't do what's called Masira, and before he did that, he wrote a document to a second person on that same object, and then Umasal achar, he gave it over to someone else and not this person that he had written first to. So on that, the Seifa of this Brisa says, Zesha Masal Laikana. So the one that he gave it, that he did the Masira to, he's the one that acquired it and not the one that it was first written to. Now, that thing I'm going to ask. V'Remeir, and if you're saying the town of this Brisa like Remeir, and that's why it says Chalkin, Amai Kana. Why is the one that it was given over to Kaina, Remeir is of the opinion that the witnesses whose sign is what creates the document. That means to say that the creation of the document of the first one was first, not the one that was given over to Seid Mesira. So obviously the town of this Brisa is like Rebbe Lazar, because Eid Mesira Karti, that's what the one that was given over to, he's the one that's Kaina. And therefore, even though you could say Shud and you could say Chalukah, still the Brisa says that you do Chalkin, that you split it. Obviously the Chalukah is better, like Rav, not like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Tanoihi. It's actually a Machlekes Tanoim. That there is an opinion that says Shud is better, and there is an opinion, like we're quoting in this Brisa, that says that splitting is better. The Tanoim, like learn the Brisa. Which this Brisa is brought at the end of the first Perek of Masechtas Gittin, which talks about when if somebody tells his messenger, I want you to take this mana, this coin, this money, and bring it to that person. Now this guy goes, he seeks out this person, he doesn't find him because that person died. So he goes back to the one who sent it to him. Now when he comes back, he finds that the one who sent it to him is dead. So he goes back to the inheritors, and so forth and so on, where the Brisa there says, V'chacham aymrim yachleiku, chacham say that since the one he was sent to is dead, and the one who sent him is dead, so the inheritors of the one who sent him and the inheritors of who he was sent to, they split it. But Rekan Amar, and here they said that Masha Yirtza Shalosh Yasa, what the third party, in other words, what this messenger wants to do, he can choose what to do, which is called Shuda Dedaine. He's the judge. He can choose if it should go to the Yarshim of the Meshaleach or the one that it was sent to. And therefore, you see, this is the Machligas that we're speaking about, of Rav and Shmuel, where it's not difficult according to Shmuel, because you're right, you have a Brisa, even in Reb Elazar's opinion, that says Chalkin, that you split it, but here you see clearly from these, where it says Kan Amr, and here they say, that is, that the Dayan, which in this case is the Shliach, he can choose who to give it to, the Chuda de Daina, in the Halacha of Reb Elazar's opinion, is again, is going to be Machlekes Tanoim, and Shmuel is going like those Tanoim. Now, a related story to this machlekes is Imei de Rami Bar Chama, the mother of Rami Bar Chama, Kasvesinu lenichse leRami Bar Chama betzafer. She wrote her estate to her son Rami Bar Chama in the morning. Leurta kasvesinu leMarokfa Bar Chama. But in the evening, she wrote her whole estate to her other son Marukva, the son of Chama. Now, it's also not clear who did she first give over the document of the Shtar Matana, of this gift, of all her estate, who should give it to first. But it was definitely written and signed first to Rami Bar Chama in the morning and Mar Ukva Bar Chama in the evening. So, Asa Rami Bar Chama lekamei Rav Sheshes. Rami Bar Chama came in front of Rav Sheshes. Ukmi benichse. He went and he gave him his mother's estate. Asa Mar Ukva lekamei Rav Nachman. Mar Ukva, who had it written at night, later in the day, came in front of Rav Nachman. Ukmi benichse. He gave him his mother's estate. So also Rav Sheshes, like Kamed Rav Nachman, so Rav Sheshes, the first judge, who awarded already to Rami Bar Chama from the morning, he came in front of Rav Nachman. Amalei said to Rav Nachman, my time of Avim Ahachi, why do you do this? Why do you award it to the second son after I had already awarded to the earlier son in the morning? So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Sheshes, my time of Avim Ahachi, why do you do that? Why do you award it to Rami Bar Chama? So Amalei says, very simple, the Kadim, because his document was written first in the morning. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Sheshes, what do you mean? Do we dwell in Yerushalayim? the Kasvin and Chayis, whereas we had quoted previously that they write the hours of when it was written. And therefore, since we don't write hours, we just write days, and they're not particular here in this area. So obviously the minig of this place is that we don't go based on who was earlier in the day or not. And therefore the fact that he was written earlier in the day has no halachic relevance, and they're both equal in that way. So don't tell me that you gave it to him because he was written earlier. So Elamar my time of Avad Hachi. So then they asked him, okay, but so then why did you do that to give it to the later son? So why don't you say at least that they should split it if you're saying that they're equal? So Rav Nachman said to him, Shuda de Diner. Because like we quoted earlier, that like Rabbi Lazar, who he says that Edim is Sira Karte, it's not based on when it was signed. You're right, based on the signatures, they're equal. And then yes, we would say Chalkin, like the way Rav said in the opinion of Remeir. But like Rabbi Lazar's opinion, where we said that Edim is Sira Karte, that could be one was given before the other and it's totally that person's. So therefore he says, to me it seems, that Ma'okva Bar Chama was more dear to his mother than Rami Bar Chama. And therefore I say that maybe she first did the Mesira, which is primary according to Rabbi Lazar, who we're going like, that she, he was, it was given to him first in the morning. And that's what Shoda Dedaina does, that I could choose and say which I think was the more appropriate one that she liked better. So Amalei, Rav Shesha said to Rav Nachman, but Anonami, let me also be at least Shoda Dedaina, that I, since I already judged the court case first, and I gave it to Rambam Chama, so you don't have any rights anymore now to go ahead and take it away from Rambam Chama and give it to Ma'okva Bar Chama. Because once Rambam Bar Chama merited already from my court case, based on my Shoda Dedaina, that I chose him, how can you go ahead and now do your own Shoda Dedaina later? So Amalei Rav Nachman responded to Rav Shesha and said, look, Chada, first of all, Da'ado Dedaina. I am a judge, and that I was appointed to be a judge, which is the highest status of a judge from the Resh Galusa, who he's in charge of all Jewish affairs and the yeshiva. Umar Lav Daina, and you're not a judge. You're a judge, you're a well-learned Talmud Chacham, but that doesn't make you a full-fledged judge. Void, moreover, Mikara La Betaris Hachi Asisla. Originally, that wasn't why you had given it to Rami Bar Chama. You didn't say because you were coming as based on the principle of Shuddha Daina. You gave it to him based on because his signature of his document was signed first early like Remeir, but in that you are mistaken. Because even according to Remeir, that wouldn't make it only Rami Bar Chama, because we don't live in Yerushalayim where they write the hours. And since it wasn't based on Shuddha Dedaina, you can't come and tell me that your Shuddha Dedaina comes before me, and plus I'm a judge and you're not. And therefore I choose that it should go to Ma'okva Bar Chama and not to Rami Bar Chama. A related discussion the Gemara brings is Hanu Trei Shtari. There were these two documents of a sale, which again were regarding the same field, the Asla came to Rabbi Yosef, that they came in front of Rabbi Yosef. Now the Gemara continues the related discussion, again regarding two documents regarding the same field. So the Gemara brings Hanu Trei Shtari, there were these two documents of a sale which were regarding the same field. The Asla came to Rabbi Yosef, they came in front of Rabbi Yosef to educate who gets it. Now, Chad have a cost of Bachamash ben Nisan. One of them was written a date of the 5th of Nisan. The other one says that it was sold to him in Nisan and didn't say which day of the month. So Rabbi Yosef lahud chamish ben Nisan min chasim. So Rabbi Yosef gave it to the one who was written to him that for him it was sold on the 5th of Nisan. Now, Amalei idach. So the other one told to Rabbi Yosef, no, Aser and I lose out. So Amalei said to him, look, at yotcha al tachtayna, you have the lower hand because ima barchav tes ben Nisanat. I could say that it was sold to you in Nisan. When in Nisan? It could be the 29th of Nisan. And his was sold to you 24 days before and on the 5th of Nisan. And therefore he gets the field and you don't get the field. So Amalei, so that other person, that which was just written Nisan Stam, said to Rabbi Yosef, okay, but v'nicht v'limar, as we continue on top of Tzadhim and Aleph, tirfa, at least write for me what's called a shtar tirfa, which is that the courts write for the person that this thing that was sold to him, if something happens that it gets taken away, that then he gets a document written that it was taken away by some legality, where in this case it was taken away because it was really sold to someone beforehand. Then he could go ahead and grab and collect from lekuches, from people that had purchased things from this seller at a later point in time. Because here his field that he bought was already taken away because actually wasn't even sold to him, it was already sold to someone beforehand. At least me'ir v'eilach. At least from Rosh Chodesh Iyar and onward, because it was definitely sold to me. with what's called achrayis, with responsibility by the seller, where he took responsibility. If anything happens, you could go ahead and collect from me, at least from here and on. Because, okay, fine, regarding this case with this field, who was sold to, you say the 5th of Nisan gets it before me, because I might be the 29th, but it was sold to me with responsibility. So at least let me go ahead and collect. If, let's say, the seller doesn't have any more money, give me a shtar tifa to show that I can collect from anyone that bought from him, at least from here and onward. Now that, Amalei, Rav Yisi said no. Because Yachli Lameimer, the later purchases could tell Lecha to you, At Bar Chad Benisanat. Your document says that you purchased it in Nisan. Really, they could tell you, at least they could claim, because you're a Moitzim Mechaber Levaraya, that your document was before the man of the 5th of Nisan. You bought it on the 1st of Nisan. And therefore, unrightfully, did the 5th of Nisan person take it away from you? Because it's really your field. And therefore, you have no, quote, achrayus to grab away from us, because you have your field. That's your field. Therefore, what are you coming to us? So the Gemara asks, Maita Kante. So what should this person do? He loses out with the 5th of Nisan person, because he could tell him, you're the 29th. Neither can they go ahead and collect from other people that bought from Iran onward, because they could say, what do you want? That's your field. You bought on the 1st of Nisan. Don't come to us. Go to the 5th of Nisan person. So that the Gemara concludes, Nichtivu harsho lahadodi. What you should do is that let the two people, the 5th of Nisan person on the field and the other person who also thought he's buying the field, but it was just written Nisan Stam, let them give the power of attorney to each other in their documents. And that is essentially what's happening here, is let the Stam Nisan person ask his friend that had the document of the 5th of Nisan to give him his document and to give him permission to collect from Lekuches with his document. And therefore, if they tell him, as we said, they'll tell him that, wait a second, what are you coming to us for? You purchased it on the 1st of Nisan, that field is yours. So he says, fine, but I'm not coming to collect from my own document. If that field's really mine, that means the 5th of Nisan guy who bought it after me, it's not really his, and he was also sold by achrayis, and he's going to collect from the lekuches. And because both of us were sold with responsibility. And therefore, I'm coming with his power of authority in his document. And if they tell, no, wait a second, he was first, and therefore the field is his, and therefore he cannot collect with his document of the 5th of Nisan, because you were really on the 29th of Nisan. So he says, fine. So then I'm coming to collect with my own document. And since he was first, and he cannot collect from you because it's his field, that means to say that I was later, and therefore what's called Maman of Shalch, either way you look at it, either I'm collecting with my document because he was earlier and he gets the field, and now I'm coming to collect with Achrayas, or mine was first, and then I'm coming to collect with him, again, because he gets permission from the other person, because that person's not losing out. He already gets the field. And either way, you're not going to be able to win, because one of us is losing out, and we both have achrayis. So that's how I could collect from Lekuches.